Welcome back to the Christian Soldier Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Spurbeck, and hope we're ready to start another week to serve the Lord, and appreciate you tuning in once again. So we've been looking at, the last couple weeks, looking at temptation, and we finished that up last week, and I just wanted to take a few moments to talk on a short topic just for today, and talking about in our Christian lives, all that God has given to us. If we really stop and think about it, God has given us so much. He has given us His Word, and I pray that as a Christian, you are growing in His Word and spending time studying it and learning from it. And the more that we get from the Word of God, the more that we study the Bible, the more that we learn, we begin to see a great picture of love and provision of the Lord, and also the knowledge of how to be victorious over sin and to realize the great power that we have as Christians through the blood of Jesus Christ to live in this world and serve God in this world, though we are not of it. And today I want us to read a verse in Matthew chapter 10 and verse number 8. And now the context of this is Jesus has been teaching his disciples. And he is sending them out to serve. He is sending them out to proclaim the kingdom of heaven, to tell the Jews that the kingdom of heaven was at hand, that Jesus, the Messiah, was come. And as he gives instructions to them, he tells them all the things that he is going to allow them to do. But at the very end, he gives a very specific instruction, and I believe that instruction is important for us today. Verse number 8. We're actually starting verse number 7. As you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. And now this last thought, freely ye have received, freely give. And what he's talking about here is that he is going to empower them to do his work, to heal the sick, to cleanse lepers, to raise the dead, to cast out devils. Now, these were all signs to Israel of the Messiah. Now, we know those don't happen today. The time of gifts is in signs. It's past. And also, Jesus also said, only a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. So many people are caught up in signs today. But really, the significance of this verse is not the signs, but the last part. Freely have you received, ye have received, freely give. And I want us to focus on that today. And let me ask you a question. What have we been given as Christians? What have we been given? Well, if you're a Christian here today, you have trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You have been given the riches of heaven. The riches of heaven being this, you have eternal life. You have the ability to come before God, even though we are not holy, even though we are sinful creatures. Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin. For we know the penalty of sin is the wages of sin, as God says, is death. And Jesus paid that wage. Jesus paid that penalty so that we might have peace with God. And so that is a great and incredible gift. And we could do nothing to earn it. We could do nothing to deserve it. It is a free gift. It is the gift of God. And you have been given that, and it's been freely given. Not only that, we've been given the Bible. We didn't do anything to deserve it or to earn it, but it's been freely given to us. Over and over again, we see that we have been freely given so many gifts by God. We could spend probably a couple of weeks looking at all of the things that God has given to us. But as we look at that, are we taking what we've been given? Are we taking what we've learned from the Bible? Are we taking from what we learned in our relationship with God? Have we taken that and have we hoarded that? Have we kept it so to ourselves that we don't share it with other people? Because remember, we live in a culture that unfortunately is focused on me. It is me-centric. It is based on what my needs are, what I desire. And so many times we focus so much, and by the way, it's not wrong to focus on your relationship with God. Don't get me wrong, that's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that sometimes we focus so much on that, and we look at how much the Bible benefits me, and that we forget about the requirement and the expectation of God. As he told his disciples, freely ye have received, freely give. I said, these abilities and these gifts that I've given to you, you didn't earn them. I gave them to you. So as you freely receive them, freely give, you're a conduit of my power. You are a conduit of my message of the gospel. You are just a conduit. It wasn't anything that you created. It was nothing that you deserved to have. I'm using you as an instrument, as hands and feet and a mouthpiece. I'm just using you. So as you receive it, freely give it to others. And as we freely receive the word of God, and as we freely receive the victory of Christ Jesus, as we freely receive salvation, we need to share that with those around us. A great problem that we have today is the silence of Christians today. That Christians do not desire to share what they know. There are so many Christians in churches today. They know so much about the Bible. They've been in church 20, 30, 40 years, but yet they are afraid to share with their neighbor what Jesus has done for them. They're afraid to share with a friend. They're afraid to share even with their own family members what God has done. And as they freely receive that, they have kept that back and they are unwilling to share it with others. That clearly goes against Christ's command. We're given the Great Commission, Matthew 28, to reach the world with the gospel. And we know the gospel. There's so many people that know it, but yet they are afraid or indifferent or whatever the case may be. It doesn't matter the excuse, but God is instructed to freely give. Let me ask you something. What are you giving to others in relation to spiritual things? Are you encouraging others? Are you sharing the gospel with others? Remember, we didn't do anything to deserve it. We freely received it. Jesus telling us to freely give it out. Freely give to others. Freely give encouragement. Freely give the gospel. Freely give the truths of victory that you have learned and to share it with other people. We are afraid that we're going to intrude on someone else's life. We're afraid that we're going to offend somebody. Really, what we are afraid of might be the difference between victory and defeat for another Christian. That us holding back might be giving the devil the upper hand in somebody else's life. We need to come alongside one another. We need to encourage one another. And what we have received, we need to freely give. Not in an arrogant way, hey, you need to listen to me because I know something. No, but to share. And yes, there will be some that accept what we say. There will be some that reject what we say. But I want to encourage you with that. Remember what Christ has given to you. Remember the relationship that you have with him. Remember where you used to be and where Christ has you now. That's all because of God's amazing love towards you. And you did nothing in any of that. It was all Christ. It was free to you. It was freely given. So now we need to tell people, hey, this is where I came from. This is what God did in my life. Can I share this with you? Because God can do the same thing for you. So I wanted to encourage you with that this week. Now, next week, we have a very special podcast. We're going to be having Evangelist Bobby Bosler on here with us, and we're going to be asking him some questions and having some discussions regarding the Christian life, especially having victory in our lives and being victorious Christian soldiers. So we're very excited to have him here. He is with The Generation, also Minute Man Ministries. He conducts the war nationwide, then goes on tours. He's on tour here with us right now and for teen evangelism, and we're really excited to have him. So make sure you tune in next Monday and hear the interview that we're going to have with Brother Bosler. Now, also, I wanted to open this up. You can reach us at info@tbckilleen.org. It's right there on our podcast page. And if you have questions, maybe you're listening to this and saying, you know, preacher, I really have a question, and I wonder if you can answer that. I love to be interactive with those that are listening to the podcast, and you can write me an email. Also, you can call the church up, leave a message. But email is a great way, and just said, hey, do you have a Bible question or maybe just a practical question? We would love to have a couple episodes on here in the near future where we're just answering some questions and really getting down to the nitty-gritty of things, because that's what we're here for. We're here to be an encouragement. We're here to give you the tools and the keys that you need from God's Word in order to be victorious. And we can't cover every topic in the world in this podcast, but maybe there's some specific questions that people have. And many times when someone asks a question, a lot of other people have that same question, but they may be a little too nervous to ask. So by you asking a question, you are going to be helping not only yourself, but helping a lot of other people as well. Well, thank you for tuning in this week. Please share this podcast with your family, your friends. Get on social media, share it. And you can reach us at sermonaudio.com in our podcast area. And we'd just love for you to share it and to get the word out. And we're just so thankful for those that listen every single week. And we pray that this week's been an encouragement to you. So we look forward to seeing you next time. Thank you for tuning in to the Christian Soldier Podcast.